Burns and Gambo. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. This is the Suns Front Office Show, presented by National Bank of Arizona, the only bank you need, and brought to you by Coors Light. This season, we climb, proud partner of the Phoenix Suns.
Our weekly visit with the interim general manager of the Phoenix Suns, James Jones, here on the flagship home of Phoenix Suns, 98.7 FM, Arizona sports station. Suns getting ready to take on the LA Clippers tonight.
Who are they taking on?
They're taking on the LA Clippers.
And what does that mean for the Clippers?
Bad news for the Clippers!
Oh, it's good to have Jordan Bird back on the show. I had a week-long vacation for our producer. He's back in there.
Bad news for the Clippers tonight.
James Jones, after hearing that, how can you not be fired up about tonight's game?
I'm stoked, man. Of course,
man. If you want us to come in, we do this for every game. You want us to come in and do that in the locker room right before a game? We'll get them fired up. Me and Jordan will come in. It's a Bad News Bears reference from the original Bad News Bears, where they go, you know, they're playing the Yankees. What does it mean for the bad news for the? So we do that with you guys. Bad news for the Clippers.
Man, look, I'll take it. Either way, we can get it.
Yeah.
Makes you want to put on a jersey and go out there and play,
we'll
doesn't it,
We'll fire those guys up. There will be no slow starts. If we come in and do that before a game, those guys will be so pumped. You'll actually score 40 points in the first quarter, guaranteed.
Either that, or the guys in the locker room will go, man, who the hell are these two guys? What are these guys doing in a
game? Oh, they'll be pumped up.
Coach, what are these guys doing in our locker room? Can we get them out of here,
in our locker room almost every game. They will be excited. We'll get them fired up, Coach.
I got to imagine tonight, it's the last game before the break, 14-game losing streak. I know you don't want to go through a 3-game losing streak, let alone one this long, but this is kind of a big one tonight, isn't it? Just to get
it
this.
It is. I think you've heard the guys say it. And I know around shoot around today, hey, look, it's a regular season game, but it's an important game. And so tonight's I won't say a must win, but we have to have this one tonight. And the guys know that and they feel that way.
I'm fascinated by comments you made the other night on the midseason report show where you talked about going out and getting 5 free agents. And trying to put, so I think, in my opinion, I think the plan has changed a little bit. I think the previous regime, the plan was to get a bunch of lottery picks, to put these young kids together, and then wait 5 years until they all matured and developed. Is it fair to say that since you've taken over, that the plan has changed a little bit?
Yeah, it has. I will say that. You know, we talk about adding veterans. Not in the sense of, you know, adding veterans similar to the ones we've had in the past, and that's no slight against the guys we had, but I think the gap was just too broad. So we're thinking about guys between 25 and 30, you know, veterans, guys that can compete and earn an opportunity to play here. And if you do that, you create enough pressure so these guys have to grow rather than, you know, waiting for their timeline or waiting for, you know, for their career arc to kind of shape the direction of the franchise.
Look, I'm not going to ask you about players on other teams because we can't do that, and it's unfair, and those guys are under contract. But I will ask you about the 4 young wings that you have. I think based on your plan, to me, it would be impossible to keep all 4 young wings because if you want to try to bring in 5 veteran players between that 25 to 30 and build them around Booker and Ayton, who are your 2 untouchables, as you said, to me it would mean that you would have to move out some of your younger players. Is that fair?
No, I don't think you have to move them out. I think our guys have enough versatility to be able to grow and play different roles. But the targeting of multiple, you know, 5 guys, you know, if you target 5, maybe you get 3. But we want to target guys that can actually come in and play. And some of those guys will come in and compete and not play, but they'll just collectively increase the competition here. They'll increase the capacity to play games and win games. And more importantly, they'll give us options that we can use in close games. You know, we'll have experience across the board. So that's where our focus is. But I think we can keep all of our guys. Our goal and our challenge will be trying to keep all of them because, you know, guys like Kelly, he's a free agent, but we're going to do our best to try to keep this group, this core group together.
Would trading some of those younger guys be an avenue that would be easier for you to acquire the kind of players that you're seeking for this roster next year?
We're not using that as a primary means. We're not considering that just because that's still something that has to take shape. We can't control that. We'll try to, but we can't control that. So what we believe is free agency, where we have an opportunity to reveal and display and show people what our team looks like, what our team can be with the addition of those particular players. I think that's our primary focus. But everything is – every option will have to be explored. Like, that's only prudent on our side to explore everything.
All right, so if you are – if the plan is changing a little bit, and maybe the patience has worn off and it's time to get some veterans – because you can't win with young players. I mean, it's proven. I mean, even, you know, all the teams – you know, Trae Young's not winning right now. Luka Doncic probably isn't going to go to the playoffs. A lot of the young players – it's Marvin Bagley's – that team's doing well. But it is hard to win for a young team. If you do go after players and you are targeting five free agents hoping to get three, are you looking for starters – or are you looking for role players?
We have enough opportunity across the board for both types of players. You know, if you look at Devin and you say Devin and DeAndre are entrenched as starters, there's still three positions on the floor that need to be filled as a starter. And if you talk about a 9-10 man rotation, you're talking about seven guys for a 10-man rotation. So I think there's an opportunity for us to target both types of players. And more importantly, there may be a veteran that's in that target group that's out of the rotation as your 13th or 14th man. But, you know, our thought is we'll go on all three levels, trying to find starters, reserves, and guys outside of the rotation.
James Jones, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show, interim general manager of the Phoenix Suns. They're taking on the Clippers tonight at 8:30. I think we asked you this last week, the day after the trade deadline, about your first-round pick this year. Again, and it's kind of a similar question I asked a couple of minutes ago. In the pursuit of the kind of players you're looking for, do you still consider your first-round pick this year to be relatively untouchable, especially when you find out the results of the NBA draft lottery?
I would say until you know. It's untouchable until you know where it falls. But for the right player, you would have to consider it. Because the pick is what you hope the pick turns into a player that can help your franchise long-term, that can contribute to winning sooner rather than later. But if that pick allows you to actually go out there and use it to get a player that can help you win now or sooner than the amount of time it would take that draft pick to develop, then I think that's something you have to look at and something you probably do.
James, what I admire is the fact that you haven't made a bad trade. And there were a lot of bad trades that could have been made by this organization. And you did show patience and didn't do anything that I would term stupid, which in the past this organization has made some bad moves. The Hakeem Warrick, Hadeu Turkoglu, Josh Childress era was one that comes to mind. With that being said, if the plan is changing, when did you decide that you needed to change the plan of building a whole bunch of young players together and go with more veterans? Was it recently? Was it when you first took over the job? When did you decide to change the plan?
I mean, it's morphed over the course of the season, just because when you start off the season, everyone has this hope, and you're hopeful that, you know, the guys will progress fast and you'll see this jump in potential, and, you know, that you'll hover above expectations. But as you start to look at what you do internally and then what the opponents are doing and the landscape of the league starts to change, you just have to be agile. You have to acknowledge, you know, where you are, not make excuses for where you are, but try to find solutions. And so for us, we think one of the solutions is changing course and focusing more on the competition, the addition of competition to our guys versus just purely internal.
How difficult will it be to find the right veterans? Because obviously Trevor Ariza did not work out here. In the past, this team's brought in Jared Dudley and Tyson Chandler and other veterans to try and win. How important and how difficult is it to find the right mix of veterans that want to come here for the right reasons?
It's always a challenge. It's difficult. But I do think we present a unique opportunity because we have, you know, some very good young players, advanced young players, DeAndre and Devin, to name a few, just a couple. But you have guys like TJ, Josh, Mikal. You know, when you talk about being able to play and compete with those guys, I think that's more enticing. You know, we aren't in the draft pick business. We're not looking to get younger. We're not looking to add young players And so if you go and you survey the free agent landscape and you talk to these guys in that target demographic, you say, hey, you can come to Phoenix and play. You can come to Phoenix and compete to play. And if you come and compete and you play well, this team can do something special. We can take a jump and we can be the team that starts to trend upward. I think that's pretty exciting for players that really want to compete and play.
James, good luck tonight. You let us know if we need to send Gambo and Jordan out to L.A. so they can
fire the guys up, James.
And we enjoy your break. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.